Yeah, I'm going to start with a short song.
Yes.
And when I first talked to Tom about this book, he said, great, you can come and do some of the Ida events. And I think he just said it offhand in an email, just said, I presume you'll be playing a version of Marilyn Monroe's Running Wild. And I think I initially just replied, yeah, that's a good idea, as if I knew what it was, but in the meantime I'd gone and Googled it, looked it up on YouTube, and it's fantastic for anyone that doesn't know it. It's Marilyn Monroe in Some Like It Hot, and she's on a train playing a ukulele, but she's surrounded by about 15 gorgeous women playing it, you know, playing fantastic brass instruments and everything. So you will have to use your imagination. So this is a short version of Running Wild. I'm going to... this goes against all Tom's ukulele ethics, but I'm going to use a plectrum. See the difference that made?
Yeah.
Running wild, mighty bold. Running wild, lost control. Feeling gay, reckless too. Carefree mind all the time, never blue. Always going, don't know where. Always showing that I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone and running wild. Thank you.
Learn to play ukulele at some point.
Before I read something from the book, I should explain briefly why I wrote it in the first place and how I got into this peculiar, certain, very specific type of running. And basically what happened is that in 1981, I went through a period with a couple of friends of thinking, let's just go out and do interesting things, because we'd both dropped out of college. We were on the dole, so let's just spend 6 months or a year sort of, you know, trying to go travel around and find out about things. And one of the things that we did was come to see Charles and Diana's wedding, and we nearly got battered, actually, but I won't go into that. But one of the other things we said, let's do this marathon, because we'd heard this thing advertised, which was the first northern mass marathon, and there were going to be 10,000 people in it. It was the biggest one in Europe at the time, and we thought that sounds really interesting, but obviously neither of us ran, so I bought some rubbish shoes, did very, very minimal training, and practically walked around, slightly faster than walked around, shuffled around, partly with Jimmy Savile, I have to admit. I remember thinking, that's great, I've done a marathon now, so I can sort of tick that off the list, but it didn't leave any impression on me. I didn't carry on running at all. I just stopped running straight away as soon as I'd done it, because I thought, yeah, that's the point of it. I've done that thing now. And about 5-6 years later, my dad used to show me slides of, you know, mountains and things like that, which I thought were the most boring pictures in the world. He had an illuminated torch with a little arrow on it, and if you remember those, by which he would point at little items on the landscape and talk about them, and this little arrow would be flickering around the screen. I used to want to just get it, smash it.